Good morning, I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today. Virginia Technology Today is a public affairs feature of WFIR. Today, we are pleased to welcome Sonu Singh to the program. Sonu is the founder and corporate leader responsible for the 1901 Group. Sonu, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Sonu, tell us a little bit about your background and why you founded the 1901 Group.
Kind of general background. I actually grew up in Blacksburg, Virginia, and went to Blacksburg High School and ended up going to Virginia Tech, getting my engineering degree. And while I was at Virginia Tech, I worked on the shop floor at Federal Mogul, which was a automotive manufacturing component manufacturer. While I was there, I was kind of fascinated by manufacturing and manufacturing principles and all the things you could do to improve an organization. And after college, I started working at Ernst & Young and then Oracle, and then different forms of my own business, always in the consulting side. And about 11 years ago, I decided to start 1901 to try to bring manufacturing principles to IT work. But the biggest component of what we wanted to do is we wanted to do it in Southwest Virginia. I just felt that there was a ton of embedded talent in those areas and not necessarily an IT hotbed in some cases, but IT tends to be clustered on the coasts. I just thought there was a lot of talent down there, and I'd grown up down there, and I knew a lot of people, and figured we could put together a real sustainable business down there.
So Sonu, could you tell us, what was your inspiration to start the 1901 Group?
Yeah, so for us, the primary customer that we have is the U.S. federal government. So we do work for agencies as diverse as Army, law enforcement agencies, healthcare agencies. But one of the things in that field is a lot of the dollars are just spent on essentially keeping the lights on. It's basically keeping the networks up and running, the servers, keeping things secure, keeping the workloads up and running. And there's just been a profound change in technology over the last 20 years in terms of how it's delivered and where it can be delivered from and who can deliver it and the cost of it and the cost of bandwidth and storage and compute. And I always like to say everything in the last 20 years about IT has changed except the way that we deliver it to the customer. And so our view was maybe we could do something in a centralized location and recruit, instead of just only recruiting IT folks, open the aperture, recruit lots of different types of folks and train them. And then we can leverage technology to deliver IT services in a different way. So it was really kind of a combination of several things coming together. And you know, listen, we're not rocket scientists or anything, but certainly the trends were in our favor with cloud computing growing. I think the cost of bandwidth is down by 99% in the last 20 years. The cost of storage is down by 99%. So when you kind of put all those macro IT trends together, and you have an emphasis on hiring a certain type of person in a certain geographic location, I think it, all those things came together, and it kind of turned out to be something pretty good.
I love your business model, and you actually touched on this. You have dual locations in Northern Virginia and in Blacksburg. How has this approach worked so far? And this is a blueprint that other companies here in the region could adopt.
Yeah, so far it's worked pretty well. I would say that the government 11 years ago, 10 years ago, wasn't accustomed to buying IT services in this manner. They generally bought IT services where they basically bought a labor hour. And they bought people, and they wanted those people on government site. I think we're the first company to break that paradigm at scale. While certainly folks have offices in areas like Southwest Virginia, the scale is a little different. We've gone kind of really head on into it. I think it's a great model, quite honestly. I think we get the benefit of a very talented workforce. It's very loyal. In our industry, you generally have our competitors have about 25% turnover annually. Ours is under 7%. So we have very loyal employees that want to stick around, want to build a career. And, you know, good things happen when you have happy, loyal employees. They take care of their customers, and then their customers buy more stuff. So it's a virtuous cycle. I think it's very, very possible for many other companies to do the same thing. And I wish they would. I mean, we're not concerned about competition. We just think it's a good business model for the country.
Today, we're talking to Sonu Singh. He's the founder and CEO of the 1901 Group in Blacksburg.
So, no, you recently moved into a new building at the Virginia Tech Corporate Research Park. Why the Corporate Research Park and not another location?
Kim, that's a good question. When we set up the business 11 years ago, we had 800 square feet in the CRC, and they were very accommodating in terms of how the lease was structured. It was a month-to-month lease, and when you're starting a business, you need flexibility. You get locked into a long-term lease 5 years. When you're a small business at a high monthly rate is a difficult proposition. So we moved from there to another building in the CRC. And then at that point, I guess a couple of years ago, we started looking at options to build our own building. And certainly we talked to the folks in the town of Blacksburg. And the cycle time just to get stuff done was a little longer. And the CRC was very accommodating to us. We sat down with Joe Meredith and John Dooley. And you know, I can't say enough about John has done with the Virginia Tech Foundation, the Corporate Research Center. Joe certainly was a huge advocate for us. And they basically said, we'll build you your own building and we'll build it to the way you guys want it. Because we have a lot of security requirements. We have different enclaves. We have different security clearance levels. We have physical security requirements. We have backup requirements. It's our business goes 24/7, 365 days a year. And those guys said, we will sit down with you and design and build a building for you. And it was just a very, very collaborative, seamless process. And, you know, I think it was great for us. We're not in the real estate business. I didn't need to own a building. That's not what we do. So for us, it worked out very, very well. And, you know, I actually saw the building for the first time. I went into it. It was open in June during this COVID crisis. We actually had a customer down in September, late September. And that was the first time I'd actually been in the business building. It's beautiful. It's very well done. And we're just very proud to be affiliated with the Virginia Tech Foundation and the CRC.
You know, you mentioned earlier how technology has changed. A lot of the business has gone to the cloud. I know there's, you know, a lot going on in the federal government right now with GovCloud. I remember the day like it was yesterday when we created Azure at Microsoft. Your old boss, Thomas Kurian, has moved over to Google Cloud to stoke their initiatives. AWS has opened up a new headquarters too in Northern Virginia. And being in the technology business, does that new Amazon H2 location in Northern Virginia help bring your group closer?
You know, it's interesting. We were in the early days of the Amazon bid with Virginia Tech being the education partner for the Commonwealth. We were involved in that early on. I think it's just a tremendous opportunity for us. You got this great kind of link between Blacksburg, the College of Engineering, and other colleges at Virginia Tech with the Innovation Campus right next to Amazon up here. I think for us, it's just this perfect storm of great opportunities that have come together, probably with nothing that we've done. We've just kind of been the recipient to them. But I will tell you that it's gonna drastically change things up here in Northern Virginia, because the reality is that Amazon will hire 37,500 people at HQ2, and they're not going to be hiring the bottom 20% of the workforce. They're going to go out and they're going to hire the top 20% of large SI workforces. And I think it's going to be very disruptive to our competition. For us, it's interesting because we're down in Southwest Virginia. We're down in Blacksburg, and the people that work for us oftentimes we want to live down there. They want that lifestyle. They want that quality of life. They want that moderate cost of living. And so I think that we're going to get all the benefits of having HQ2 up here right next to the Innovation Campus without the downside of them trying to take a lot of our people. Now, I always have a belief that, you know, people can recruit anywhere and they can hire what you want. As a leader of a company, it's incumbent on me to make my company a place people want to work. So we're not super afraid of that. We think it's a great opportunity, but I do think it'll be disruptive up here in Northern Virginia.
Fascinating insights, and that will certainly help us here in Southwest Virginia as we continue to grow the job base here in the community. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We'd love to have you back next week. We want to talk more about startups, how people can find out more about the 1901 group. So let's plan on getting together again next Thursday and continuing this conversation. I'd like to thank our executive producer, Joey Self, for making the show possible. Until next week, I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today.